was here, one of the statements that he made was, I was born in the fire and smoke won't do. That's true. Some of you can remember that. And yes, you may be thinking, well, I wasn't here when Brother Darnell was here. Then you won't remember it. And all that right there. I used to have him over at Simsport. He had his hair, and I mean, he's our kind of folk now. And his hair kept going down. He'd flop that hair back, and he'd get down his eye, and he'd flop that. He done that. You remember that, hon? And all that right there. Finally, he said, man, this dad blame hair has got me distracted or something like that. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking there tonight in 2 Peter, in the book of 2 Peter. You find the place you're able to stand while we look in chapter number 3 of the book of 2 Peter. It's good to be saved and owe the Lord and the free pardon of sin. And we're looking forward with great anticipation to the coming of the Lord again. Somebody asked me one time and said, can you tell me why I should want to go to heaven at all? I don't want to listen to preaching every day and all day and all of that business there. I said, I don't either. I can't tell you what all's going to go on in heaven. Here's what I can tell you. If you've ever had an evening or a day that you wish this was such a wonderful moment, I wish this would never end. Whatever God's got, it'll never end. Amen. And you won't get bored with it, I can promise you that. All right, here we go. Chapter number 3, we're going to start looking at about verse number 4. In verse number 4, he says, where's the promise of his coming? There's going to be people saying that. And as a result, there are going to be people that have the wrong idea about everything is just like it's always been, and it's not. Verse 5, this they willingly are ignorant of. By the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. It was a great destruction. That's in the water that overflowed the world. But he said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, in other words, you and I can look outside, see the earth, see the heavens above, that which is now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved in the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is one day. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire. It's going to be a sight to behold, isn't it? Wherein the heavens of being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word. We thank you for the good songs of Zion that we've enjoyed. We thank you for having been able to present our petitions to you. May you meet each and every one of them in accordance to thy word and will. We thank you now for blessing this sermon tonight to every heart. Do something lasting for all eternity and every soul here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight when the heat's turned up. I thought about whenever I went home and all of that, and it was like 104 and 105, and somebody said it was supposed to get up around 108 and 9. I forget how hot it was, but it was hot. Every day when you go outside and you feel all of that business there, it ought to remind us of the coming of the Lord. There's going to be, that's when the heat's really going to be turned up. You and I haven't seen nothing yet. And I'm going to tell you, this world, they may have some kind of explanation for it. You know, all this God-cussing heathen world that we're in, people like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi, and all of that group that's there that's wicked and godless, and they're anti-God, they're anti-Bible, they're anti-everything good, right, moral, and decent. Let me tell you something about that crowd. While they ignore what God said, they want to look at this hot weather and accredit it to a thing they call, quote, unquote, global warming. I got to tell you the reason why, because that's an antichrist bunch. They're Bible rejectors. They're fabricators of lies. And, of course, you know, whatever they say may sound good on the surface, especially when you go outside in the heat of the day. I got to tell you something right now. We are living in the last days. We are living in the last days because of the godlessness that's going across the country. Because of the faithlessness that's going across the churches. Nevertheless, Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh again, shall he find faith on earth? It's hard to ever find anybody that really believes God in the Bible in the day and hour of which that we're living in. I begin to notice is that you'll find out is that we're living in the last days. There's no two ways in ten about it. We've already read that in the last days when Jesus comes again, that the heavens are going to be on fire. And the Bible said there's going to be a great noise and the elements are going to melt with a fervent heat. Now, what you and I have been seeing ain't fervent heat yet. But I'll tell you what it's doing. It's probably trying to get the attention of some folk. Yeah. Now, while you look at a few facts, and you're going to hear people say things up and down the road, I don't think it's ever been this hot here before. But hold on a minute. Just hold the phone a minute. I won't even make you put in 50 cents. Do they even have pay phones anymore? Huh? I don't know if they even got one or not, but what I do know is that if you'll stay tuned here for just a minute, I'll give you a report. We're living in the last days, however. Here's a few recorded facts. You know the hottest temperature that's ever been in Texas? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you. It was in Monahans, Texas. That's up close to the New Mexico line, isn't that? I think old Brother Dove, he used to be up there. In fact, Brother Dove, that's where he went and took that church. And when he got there, he was so glad to be there. And the people told him, said, well, you know, Brother Dub, we wanted Brother So-and-so. We had him two other preachers back, and he wouldn't take it. And said, in fact, we wanted him so bad, we even offered him another $25 a week to take it. And he still wouldn't take it. The other brother, we wanted him to take it and voted on him 100%. Why he didn't want it, I don't know. And they finally, somebody said, Brother Dove will take this church if you just go ahead and we can vote on him. We get this voting over with. Talk about humiliating, buddy. That's the only reason I remember where Monahans is, up there in that area. Long and short of it is, it was 120 degrees Fahrenheit. It was recorded on June the 28th, 1994. That's pretty hot, isn't it? And the coldest weather we've had, what is T-U-L-I-A? Is that Tula or Tula, Tula, Tully or Tully? Does anybody know? And it's in Texas. Then it finally was several years later in Seminole, 23 degrees below zero. That's in Texas, friend. Then in 1933, Lubbock recorded 17 below zero. Midland, Odessa recorded 11 below zero in 1985. What a harsh winter that was. San Antonio, down where the Alamo was, down where that our comrades were held up in that mission called the Alamo, where Santa was marching, trying to take us over in the country that we live in. It got down over in San Antonio to 0 degrees. That's pretty cool, isn't it? That was in 1949, if you will, please. Then over there in 1980, there were 69 days reaching over 100 degrees here in Texas. That's in 1980. The hottest temperature that's ever been recorded was July the in 1913. And it was 134 degrees Fahrenheit here in the state of Texas. Now, man, what a deal that is. See, a lot of times we're just experiencing moment by moment, and we're forgetting to realize that, oh, hey, there's some records. I tell you, there's a lot of people in the world that we're living in that think one day they're going to stand before God on the lying and cheating and conniving, adultery and fornication and robbing and stealing and raping and pillaging. I got to tell you, friend, there's some records that are being kept. I'm glad to know that whenever he looks at my record, and when he looks at me, he sees the blood. I hope that's your lot as well. Not only that, but you're going to find out the Bible said that in the lesson that we've just got through reading, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to come as a thief in the night. That's going to be people that are unaware that he's coming. Not that they couldn't have known, they just didn't care to know. And now you're going to find out he's going to come. And in verse number 10, that Bible said the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. In other words, suddenly, without word, without warning anymore, the Lord's going to come and the trump of God's going to sound. And let me tell you right now, you're going to find out it's going to catch a lot of people that intended to do better, but just never did get around to it. Somebody one time told a man, and I've had them tell me, and I've said, hey, listen, don't you want to trust the Lord and all that? Well, he said, I might tomorrow. Well, who promised you that you's going to have tomorrow? See, yeah. Been a lot of people that thought tomorrow was going to come, and tonight they're in the morgue, and it's not coming for them. In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that it's going to catch a lot of people in unawares. It's not going to catch you and I in unawares unless you've just not been paying attention all of your life. In this Bible lesson you're looking at, the Bible said the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise. I've got to tell you right now is I'm afraid that's going to be louder than we ever imagined could happen. Now, it's not going to affect you any, me any, that know the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible said the heavens are going to be on fire and the elements are going to melt with a fervor and heat. You know, all the earth, the Bible says, is going to be burned up. There's going to be a dissolving by the heat factor, according to verse number 11 that we've read tonight. Now, in the lesson, did you catch after that he warned us about what was going to happen? Did you ever notice is that when God's able to fulfill what he promised? Did you ever notice that he points out that in verse number 12, looking for and hasting the coming of the Lord, so forth and on, seeing what kind of a person and what manner, verse 11 of the last phrase, seeing what manner of persons that we ought to be in holy conversation. What we ought to do is we ought to realize when God said that the heavens with a great noise are going to melt with a fervent heat and the elements thereof, and as a result, you and I ought to examine your heart and examine my heart. See that? I don't know about you, but I want to not only just be saved, I'm hell proof and heaven bound, and you are too if you're saved. But how would you like to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and everything you have burned up, and you're saved yet so as by fire? You don't want just that. You don't want just that. In the lesson that we're looking at, God said we ought to examine ourselves. You know, remember that over there in the book, where was it? In 2 Corinthians, where that he said to examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Know ye your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you. The Bible said that in this lesson that we're looking at and the heavens that are being on fire. Man, that's going to be something for the world to behold that lives without hope and without God. There's a passage over in the book of Psalm chapter number 19. There's a passage over there that I want to look at real quickly. And then I'll go to Revelation 16. But in the book of Psalm chapter number 19. Let me tell you something, there's no way in the world to escape what's coming upon the rest of this world. In chapter 19, verse number 6, the Bible said his going forth is from the end of heaven and is circling to the ends of it, and there's nothing hid from the heat thereof. Buddy, let me tell you right now is there's not enough of asbestos uniforms and things of that nature. There's not enough to be able to protect this world. They think somehow or another they're going to be insulated and isolated from that. There's nothing can escape the heat from God when it comes. Now, you think it's hot now while you look in Revelation 16. We're going to close with a passage over there. Is that there's nothing going to be able to escape the hand of God in the day whenever he shall come again. And I want you to notice in chapter number 16 of the book of Revelation and in verse number 9. Well, let's back up to verse 8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Now, I'm going to tell you what you'll find. If you were to get out and just, I don't know, brush shoulders with a few people in the day and hour we're living in, you'll find that there's some people, because it's so hot and because it's so uncomfortable and because it's so painful, that take God's name in vain over this heat we're having to go through. They're not cussing God nearly like they're going to. See? In this lesson you look in verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and the kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. And blasphemed the God of heaven because their pains and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. I got to tell you something. It's never tragedy that brings men to their knees. It is the goodness of God that lead men to repentance. I can't tell you how many people that I've dealt with that a loved one had died and gone on through the portal of death, and people sometimes that were in agony and hurting and this and that. And then first thing you know is you're busy trying to figure it up and figure it out and all that business. And then after that, you go through a period of time to where there's a resentment. And then you go through where there's an anger. And then who else are you going to blame except God? And let me tell you right now, this world's always been, is tonight, will be tomorrow, a bunch of God blamers and a bunch of God blasphemers. And what they're going to do is that they're going to find out is one day is that it'll be too late, and the Lord's going to say enough's enough, and the trump of God's going to sound, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And this world's going to see a time of tribulation like it's never seen before. And they're going to have some hot times down here. And not only that, buddy, they're going to have some painful and agonizing times. You'd think that people like that would want to cry, Lord God, help us, forgive us for being so weak. But that ain't what happens. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. When you see how good God's been in spite of who and what you are, that's what leads people to repentance. In fact, is you'll find that this world that we're living in, people that have died and went on that were, you know, just stupid, like Jack Hiles, and some of these other easy beliefs, that 1, 2, 3, bow your head people. I got to tell you something. This Bible said that repentance is not a work from man. The Bible said God grants repentance and faith to those that might believe it. I'm going to tell you right now, and I've had people tell me, you know, I absolutely just can't believe it. I know you can't. And you're not going to believe it till God gives you the grace and faith to believe it. Well, I just don't feel sorry about it. I know it, and you're not going to until God grants you repentance and God gives you faith. Repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You see that? And all that business there that we're looking at. I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day when the Lord shall come again. Until then, I'd like to be found busily and occupied about his business. I don't want to be caught in unawares, do you? Well, I'm not going to be. But I do lose focus real quick, don't you? I mean, how many times have you been something, hun, I'll do that later, and 10 years finally passed.
Later.
Going to get it, every one of us in here. We've all got a screen door of some sort that needs to be. They're not really screens, but I've got some screen door experiences. I'm glad that being saved and him occupying our heart is more than this feeble mind is able to keep, aren't you? Well, sure we are. I wonder tonight, are you glad you know him? These are a few simple facts that I thought would be good. I never did turn it on. That's all right. Maybe you got some of it anyway. And so that's a good deal. When I was young, running around up and down the aisles, you know, going back and forth to the bathroom during church service, and people thought I was just preaching or going around the house and stuff. No, I'm not serious about that. No need in lying on top of it. It's good to know that in this physical frame that we lose focus a whole lot, but I'm glad to know that he has saved us and sealed us until the day of redemption. It's never going to be the fact that, well, hey, wasn't that a saved person right there? And, oh, yeah, and the Lord say, oh, yeah, I lost focus. No, it ain't going to be that. He knows those that are his. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let's stand to our feet. Our Father, we ask your blessings.